Let's get started, guys. Hey, welcome to New Media Super Saturday Call. Glad that you guys are all here again, taking your time out of your day to come and keep updated, keep refreshed, keep motivated on what's going on with the new media business opportunity and platform. And gosh, we really hope you guys are taking advantage of this, because it's taken off like fire. And there are some people who are really, really, really taking advantage of this, and there's other people who are not taking advantage of it. And boy, we hope we can encourage you guys to get going. So let me ask you a question. In your promoting of new media, what value are you offering? What value are you giving to people when you're out there promoting new media? First of all, our platform is so ridiculously simple to promote, but some of you want to do marketing and advertising and promoting and sharing and all that stuff. And you know, if you go out there and all you say is buy my stuff, buy my stuff, buy my stuff, buy my stuff, some people will buy. A lot of people won't, because people don't like to be sold. But on the other hand, if you're giving some sort of value to your audience, whoever that is, maybe it's your Facebook audience, your Instagram audience, maybe it's your church group, maybe it's whatever, you give them some sort of value in the conversations that you're having with them, so that they realize, oh, wow, I'm getting something. And in return, maybe I should reciprocate. Maybe I will try this thing out. Okay. And, you know, so let me give you an example. So when, when I'm out there talking about new media and whatnot, you know, I never come at it from a standpoint of, you know what, you need to buy this today. And if you buy it today, I'm going to make 10 bucks and it's going to be great, because right off the bat they go, oh, you're just trying to sell me something so you can make 10 bucks. You know, I go right out of the gates. I just ask them, say, what do you like watching? You know what? I tell you what, let me give you a link. You can go watch it free for 7 days, you know, go check it out and just see if you like it. If you don't like it, don't worry about it. Right. It's no big deal. There's no sales pitch. There's no sales pressure right there at all. And that goes back to my whole thing that I keep saying over and over and over, how simple it is to promote. Hey, how much are you paying for cable? Oh, really? Okay. And you're not happy about it, obviously. great. Then let me, I just wanted to make sure that I'm getting a good deal, because I'm getting all these channels and all these movie channels and the pay-per-view and this and that, blah, 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 and everything. And I'm only paying 50 bucks a month. Sounds good to me. And leave it at that. And then they start begging you. But if I approach them and said, I'm getting all this, and you can have it too, and you can make money at it, and you can blah, 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 then they feel like they're being sold. And it's so funny, because if somebody feels like they're being sold a 2-cent piece of gum, they resist it. If they feel like that they're getting, you know, a deal on the gum, they'll buy it. You know, it's just human nature, guys. So what value are you creating in your message to your audience to get them interested and excited about new media? Anyways, guys, let's get this call going here. Glad that you guys are all here, and let's bring our leaders on.
Hello, future new media millionaires, multimillionaires, and some of you much, much bigger than that. You know, I've been a network marketer for many, many years, and here's the number one thing I love about what we're doing is we're going to help people achieve levels that they've never done before. If you've been a superstar in another company, then you can become a superstar. You know, if you were just a regular member, you're going to be able to achieve some success with new media. All you have to do is follow along with the program. You know, you're going to be the people that will get trips and cruises and all that great stuff. It's all there for you. And if you don't want all of that, just a lifestyle that you want, you know, I 100% believe and agree with Anthony. It's about sharing what you have. Don't sell it. Don't sell it. Share it. And value people. Oh my gosh. You know, we have value galore, but Anthony was exactly right. If it's about you, you're going to struggle in your business. But if it's about your customer, then you will enroll customers. If it's about your business members that you enroll, then your business members will find value in enrolling with you. You know, I got to share with you a funny story. 90% of suggestions and, suggestions and complaints come from people who do 10% of the business or virtually nothing. And the people that are really out there building, you know, they don't really call me or text me or email me with complaints or issues. You see, the builders know that New Media is a brand new company. And we're not perfect. I mean, we're getting better all the time, you know, and that's really what I want. I want a company that will recognize the areas that need improvement and work on them and fix them. You know, if we want a already smooth running ship, then go join an opportunity that's been around for 5, 6, 7 years, you know, but the income part will be gone. So, you know, I know that a little bit of rough hurdles and so forth comes with the enormous income opportunity. Now the majority of what we have is already good and going to get better. And what we don't have, we're going to put it in. And what we're doing wrong, we're going to fix. Trust me, we are working on it. But my big point was, most of the complainers, most of the people with all the suggestions are the ones that are not really building a business. So it's a pretty ironic thing. Hey, before I forget, you know, I do want to, you know, send out my thoughts and prayers for any one of our members that are affected by this hurricane that's coming into flooding in the South and, you know, in the Gulf and even people who are not New Media people, you know. I hope they don't get some terrible tragedies, and I hope they come out okay, you know, because I'll tell you, I felt the earth shake here in Las Vegas a couple of weeks ago, and I found out it was Anthony's team jumping up and down, celebrating their success, shaking the earth all the way here in Las Vegas. People are doing phenomenal and building an enormous business. You know, today I want to share with everybody, what's the reality? What's the new? I mean, we all get in, we have these dreams about building a fantastic business, but I got to share with you what reality is. And the reality is that we all have to start at the bottom. And what's the bottom? It's first to become a customer and love New Media. Understand that it's the value that we have that really is what people will appreciate. Does New Media run perfectly? No. It runs really well, though. Doesn't run perfect, and we're still fixing, we're still tweaking, we're still adjusting. But for $49.95, you cannot beat the value. So be a customer, love New Media. And then start your business. And when you start your business, start it from the ground up, right? So you're going to start your New Media business and start making $500 a month to $1,500 a month. And that's what I call a level one person. A level two guy can go out and build a good part-time income and make $1,500 to $3,000 a month. A level three guy will produce like a small full-time member, a small full-time income. And to me, that's like $3,000 to $5,000 a month. A person that's building their New Media business really good and has a good full-time income, that's someone who's making $5,000 to $10,000 a month. You know, a very good full-time member will make $10,000 or $20,000, $25,000 a month, and it's a job, people. You know, you got a basic job, you're making $3,000 to $5,000. You got a pretty good job, you're making $5,000 to $10,000. You got a great job, you're making $10,000, $20,000, $25,000. And if you are the president of a company or somebody, you know, way up there for a bigger corporation, you know, these guys are making a lot more money. So a leader with New Media, man, you're going to be looking at a $25,000 a month, you know, a good leader is going to be making more, $40,000, $50,000. And someone who excels with this, really excels, can really truly make an unlimited amount of income. But the question is, what do we need to do? What are the steps necessary? So I'm going to share with you. To be a step one guy or a level one person, a level one gal, all you need to do is make those Fiverr videos, put them on Facebook and LinkedIn, and very shortly we'll have our lead generation system going, and CAS will work. And all you need to do is the basics. And a year from now, you'll be making $500, $1,500 a month. You know, a level two person is the one that does the videos and CAS and so forth. But they also go out and personally refer other people. And somebody like that will be making $1,500, $3,000 a month as soon as their business matures somewhat. A level three person is someone who does those level one, level two, and you help your team. So you get on calls with your people, you know, and you help them enroll people, and that's all it takes for a $3,000 to $5,000 income. You know, if you start to teach your people, not just help. Now, teaching is a whole lot different from helping. Helping is I do for you. Teaching is I show you, and then I let you, and I correct you as you go. So add teaching to your business, and boy, you're going to start making $5,000 to $10,000 a month. Now, if you want to achieve the next level, then you got to teach your people to become teachers, because now we have true duplication going on. You made your videos, and this is a follow me business. So make your video, get on lead generation and CAS, and we don't have lead generation and CAS up and running yet, but we will. Enroll some people and constantly enroll people. Help your people to build a team. Help them to build a team. Teach them how to build a team. Teach them to teach and help them to teach. And now you're making $10,000 to $25,000 a month. People, if you start to do all of those and run some live meetings, then you're $25,000 plus guy or gal. You know, if you want unlimited income, you're gonna have to travel some, you know, go to another city, go to another state, and physically get there and help your team build and help other team builds. You know, it doesn't have to be only about your group. Go somewhere and enroll people and just celebrate the enrollment for the company. And I'm 100% believer what goes around comes around. You know, I have done a lot of not so good things to people, and some not so good things have happened to me, and I've done a lot of great things for people, and I am truly, truly blessed. My life is great, but I want to keep on going, because I want to help more people. I truly, when I look inwardly and look at my life, I have nothing to complain about. You know, finances are good for me. My family's good. My kids are good. They're starting their own families. And that just leads me to a whole better place, you know. And that's that's my big suggestion for the day. You know, it all goes along with Anthony's statement about value. Have value to what you do. You know, enroll someone, and if they join as a customer, then the goal is to save them money and get them more programming, things they're truly going to love with New Media. If you enroll someone who's a business person, then the goal is to help them make money and help them help other people and help them to find customers to give them value. So if all our customers have value and all our business members have success, then your business will flourish. It'll absolutely skyrocket, you know. But if it's all about me, what about me? What about mine? What about me this? What about? And I'll tell you, most of the people that are struggling are too much me first. The other suggestion I have for all of you is don't make things too complicated. You know, the idea behind network marketing is to make it simple and duplicatable. I'm going to share with you that I was a business owner. I thought network marketing was, I hate saying this, I thought network marketing was for fools. I thought network marketing was for people that didn't know how to build a real business. And I went to my first network marketing presentation, and I sat there and listened, and I wasn't really impressed by anything. I wasn't impressed by the presentation. I wasn't impressed with anything that was going on. And then at the end of the meeting, my buddy came up to me and said, "Scott, what do you think?" And I said, "Nah, not for me." And he brought the presenter over, and he said, "Wayne, can you talk to my friend Scott?" And we talked about it for a while, and I thought Wayne was on a scale of 1 to 10, Wayne was 3 as a presenter. I mean, you know, he wasn't very good at all. He was fat and sloppy, and I could tell that he was trying his best, but he just wasn't good at it at all. And when I talked to Wayne, I said, "Wayne, how many hours a week are you working at this?" And he said, "You know, Scott, part-time. I retired, so, you know, I work at this part-time." I said, "Well, what's part-time?" He said, "About 15 hours a week, maybe 20. It just kind of depends." And I said, "All right, how long have you been doing this?" And he said, "Oh, about 6 months." I said, "And how much are you making?" And he showed me a copy of his last check, which was a little over $10,000. And I told myself, if Wayne can make $10,000 a month, 6 months into this, and he wasn't super high quality with this, boy, I can make 20 standing on my head. You know, and that's the whole idea. You see, people want to make New Media super professional, super good. The brochures are fantastic. The websites are just impeccable. The presentation is phenomenal. The webinars are top shelf. But guess what? People look at that and go, that's why these people are making money. Because it's hard. How do you follow that at? But if you go out there and you just share from your heart, you tell them the truth and go, "Hey, this is New Media. This is what it is. And you know, I'm brand new at it. Be honest. You know, I'm not making a whole lot of money yet. But, you know, my enroller, he's been doing it for a few months, and he's making some pretty good money. Or, you know, there's a guy named Anthony, and he's killing it. Tell the truth. And they look at that and they say, boy, I can do this too. Wow. Scott's a good guy, and Scott tells the truth, and Scott's honest, and he just shares. He's not a salesman. I can share. I can tell the truth. Then I can make money too. So people, keep it simple. Keep it simple. That's why the videos are cheap. You know, could we make a better video? Of course we can. You know, but then the videos would cost too much money. Our biggest hurdle with lead generation and cast is keeping the cost down. You know, New Media could turn on a lead generator right now that kicks butt. $10,000. How many of you want to join a $10,000 lead generator system? You know, not duplicatable. I got a pretty good system. That's $900 a month. People, how many people can you get to fork out $900 a month based on, I hope it works? Not going to happen. But if we can get the number down to $30 or $50, people, we can have a phenomenal duplicatable business. So the difficulty is getting it down to $30 to $50 with a lead generator that works good enough. Not works phenomenal, works good enough. What's good enough? Good enough's like 3, 4, 5 enrollments a month. And if everybody enrolled 3, 4, 5 people a month, everybody's business would simply explode. Pretty simple. So, people, we are working on it. Things I don't want to share with you. I can't share with you some of the other exciting things that are happening specifically, but...
Hey Scott, why don't we bring on one of our generals here? One of the other people who's doing some really great things, and let's hear what he has to say. Is that okay? Okay.
Absolutely.
You know, and Scott, I mean, this guy is a perfect example. We talked about value, right? Just going out, sharing, giving value, talking, having great success, and you know, he is one of the guys, folks, that. In your recruiting, when you're out there and you're talking to people individual, first of all, you can't prejudge who you're bringing in. When Jim Clover approached me, I'm not an MLM guy. I never was an MLM guy. But when I saw this opportunity, I grabbed it by the horns, right? Other people, you go and you grab them. How would you like to have just one person like Scott, like myself, like you know, several other people who are what I consider generals, or like this gentleman right now, Daniel Singleton. Daniel, you're on the call?
Yes, I most certainly am. And everything I know, I learned from
General
you, Anthony.
Dan.
How are you, sir?
Yeah.
Listen, I'm a great copier. Copycat. That's me.
Yeah, go ahead.
Copy from you, Anthony. Copy from Scott. And so many other really, really, really great people on the team. So, just totally appreciate the opportunity. You know, just today, I unfortunately saw one of my favorite tennis players, Serena Williams, go down. But you know what? That happens to even the best of us, right? And, you know, earlier in the week, we were watching some of the incredible soccer matches between the UK and the United States. And, you know, glad to see the U.S. come out on top. But you know what? I felt like the soccer players were literally right here in the room with me with New Media. Talk about an incredible, incredible service. And for the money, you know, I got to tell you, I've realized over the last 15 years, myself and my family, we put out over $15,000. And I think about what that money could have done for grandkids' college education and so forth, you know. But anyway, just wanted to mention a couple of really quick things, Anthony. Number one,
okay.
We have a change in the commissions, and I've been talking to people all over the world in new media through Skype and our team, and a little bit of a challenge there because some folks were previously, you know, kind of used to using the PayPal, and I just wanted to make sure that everybody knew that the PayPal is not an option for commission payments currently. We are on the system of either paper checks that are mailed to you through the, you know, regular U.S. Postal Service, or e-checks. Now, I got an e-check, first one a couple of weeks ago, actually about 3-4 days ago. And if you are fortunate enough to have a bank that supports a app where you can take a picture of the check, you can literally print it, take a picture of it with your camera, your bank phone app, and I deposited that thing through Bank of America through their app, and the very next day the money was in my account. So what I've been advised to ask you all to do is get on to chat and make sure you let them know what your preference for receiving commissions is. If you prefer to receive a paper check, let them know that, and they'll make a note of it. If you prefer to receive an e-check, where you get the check in the mail. Now, just one little thing I do want to mention about the e-checks is that some banks will not take a check unless it's printed on check paper, but that's very easy to obtain from like a Staples or an Office Depot, and then you can just print your check if you got an e-check coming on that. Or, of course, you know, you can always just have it come in the mail. So I just wanted to make sure that everybody knew about those things. And also, of course, be aware that the company is hard at work on getting an e-wallet system in place, and maybe Scott could speak better to, you know, what the time frame on that is, but I know it's soon. So just wanted to mention those couple of things real quick, Anthony. Thank you for the opportunity.
That's awesome. Yeah, no problem there, and thanks for sharing those things. You know, guys, we're always in the process of working to make this better, easier, simpler, faster, and like Scott said before, when we make it so that it's so smooth like butter, guess what? The opportunity is over. You know, all the that'll be years down the road, and people will have missed. Now is the time. Now is the time to take advantage of this opportunity, you know, and you ride it out with us while we get that done. But let's talk about some other really important things, Daniel. So, you know, when you heard about New Media, you came across New Media because somebody presented it to you, just shared the idea with you.
Yeah, it's so funny. The guy who actually introduced me to New Media, it took probably about a month really for it to sink in. You know, I think it was so. What you guys said earlier is so incredibly valuable about, you know, people don't want to be sold. And if you approach them, you know, if they even get the inkling that you're selling them, I mean, it's just a turnoff. So, I mean, he was kind of selling me at first, and it really, I mean, it was a great thing. You know, I could see paying less money for more channels and so forth, but I just felt like I was kind of being sold. So I kind of held off for close to about a month. And then, you know, I guess maybe got a free trial to me or something like that. And I tried it out and I'm like, damn, this is pretty cool, man. So, and then I can make money too. So that's kind of how I got started.
Right. Yeah. And like you said, you felt like you're being sold. So it took you a month. My God, what if you would have gotten started a month earlier?
No kidding.
But in the meantime, you're out there and you're making some pretty big strides as far as bringing on other generals and other people, other influencers in the space. What are you doing out there? Share with everybody kind of some tips maybe that they can use.
Sure. Absolutely. Well, you know, something that, and again, everything I know, I learned from guys like you and Scott, and, you know, I just believe in, you know, the whole idea of being duplicatable. And one of the things that I've been using very, very effectively is those Fiverr videos. We had a really cool one made by a guy not too long ago who I actually learned from another sideline in the business, fellow down in Texas, Ray Blackmore, awesome guy, who shared a video called The Breaking News. And, oh my God, this thing is so cool. I got a Fiverr guy to actually do it for us I think he normally charges like $40. We got him down to $20. And we have been putting that thing everywhere. And just a couple of days ago, I saw another teammate put that Fiverr video out there, you know, and I could literally see the duplication starting to happen. A lot of our team members are now using the regular $5 Fiverr videos, and they are just getting everywhere. And that has been proven to be a very, very, very effective way to just get, you know, free trials started. And it is just working, Anthony.
Yeah, video is one of the most powerful forms of engagement. And this is not just me making this up. Facebook says this, YouTube says this, Google says this, Instagram says this, everybody, all the big, you know, with the billions of people, that's the billions with two B's, they say, you know, this is the most effective way to interact with people is with video because, you know, you get multiple sensory things going on. You got visual, you got auditory, you know, in a sense, you've got tactile because people are touching the screen and, you know, start and stop in video and whatnot. And so, and then you can get your message across so much more effectively in, you know, 15 to 30 seconds than you can if you're writing text, you know, and asking people to read it. So that's great. That's great. What else? Now you've gotten some contacts in other countries as we're getting ready to, you know, finalize this, you know, the global expansion here and really just crack it open. How are you doing that? I would say
the opportunity webinars are really a major, major part of that. You know, Scott just does such an incredible job with those. And, I mean, I preach that all the time. I mean, I encourage our team members and I just, you know, cannot get enough people onto the opportunity webinars. To me, that is just, you know, a magical way. You know, if you try to explain it to somebody, you know, it's just, you know, not as effective as them hearing it from somebody else and hearing it from such a consummate professional as Scott is. You know, I mean, he just does an incredible job top to bottom. And I would really just encourage you to get as many people often as you can onto those opportunity webinars. Matter of fact, I've been taking really good lessons from Scott. And guess what? Maybe probably around the middle of August or late August, you're going to hear a new voice doing opportunity webinars, and that was the voice of Dan the Man.
Awesome. I love that. I love it. And, you know, and that's exactly what Scott talks about all the time. So, you know, you creating duplicatability, right? You have to, number one, you join an opportunity. You don't be the expert. You don't have to be the expert and know the sales pitch and know the presentation and be able to give the presentation. I know a lot of us want to give the presentation because we're salespeople and that's what we do, but don't do it the hard way and try to become that expert sales pitch person and mess it up a whole bunch of times. No, send people to the opportunity webinar and go on the opportunity webinar with them so that you can learn it and you can become a general like Dan the Man, who is going to be doing opportunity webinar himself now because he's only heard it 10,000 times. And that's kind of what it takes to be a you know, to get to the point where you're an expert, right?
Absolutely.
So yeah, great tip there. Yeah, we look forward to that, man. That's great.
Yeah, I'm excited.
And, you know,
I'm excited.
Because I know we've got our Spanish audience, speaking audience is going to be, you know, it has the webinars and things going on too. And so, you know, take advantage of those tools. Any other tips or anything you want to share?
Just something that you said just so well, Scott, sorry, Anthony, last week, that I have been preaching to the team, you know, and that is to just, you know, do not overcomplicate this. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, guys, it's TV, you know? And I mean, it is just so simple. It's something people do every single day of their lives, practically, you know, so many people, and they're paying way too much. You know, we got such an incredible, you know, vehicle here to just put major money back on the table for families who really desperately need it. I mean, if I could just show you one lady I just asked the other day, I said, ma'am, can I ask you a quick question? How do you feel about your cable TV bill? And you feel like you're getting your money's worth. She says to me, Dan, I hate my cable bill. She says, I'm paying $200 a month and it's killing me and I don't get nothing. Those were her exact words. So, I mean, guys, when you got a product like that, come on.
Yeah. I've heard that almost every time I have that conversation.
Yes, sir.
Same results.
I mean, with the position we're in is just so incredibly powerful, you know, with the industry shift and then, you know, with I can't even imagine what's going to come with 5G and so forth. So we are literally in the catbird seat. We just got to get after it, folks. That's all there is to it.
Yeah. And, you know, I'll wrap it up with this. You know, the one thing that I always say is set your focus in the future. Right. What's your future? What is it? What is your goal, your achievement? Where do you see yourself in? Maybe it's only a year. I like to look more a little bit farther down the road, about 5 years down the road, and say, where am I going to be? And what does that look like? And I can see it clearly in my mind. And that's what I'm going after. And I don't know exactly how I'm going to get there sometimes. But guess what? I have a vehicle, Umedia, to help me get there. Okay, and I'm going to utilize that to its maximum potential every single day to get to that particular stage in my future. So,
Anthony, if I may, absolutely. You know, something that Scott said just a little while ago, guys, it really resonates with my heart so much, and that is to just take the focus off of yourself. You know, I mean, he said it so well. You know, I mean, this whole society culture is like a me, you know? I mean, in my heart of hearts, you know, I know truly that the more people that I help to get what they need, it's going to automatically equate to my needs being taken care of, literally automatically. So I would just suggest that, you know, you take the focus off of yourself, look out there at people who are struggling right now, who really need desperately an opportunity. We've got it, folks, in spades. So just share it and just have fun, man. You know, I mean, this is such an incredible way to share and care and make money. So I would just say, just get after it, man. Thank you all.
Hey, there it is. You guys heard it.
Before you wrap it up, Anthony, I just want to share a couple more real fast things. Hey, you know, I made my fiber videos, months ago. And when I initially put them up, you know, I enrolled six people that I never met before. I enrolled a couple of people that I hadn't seen in many, many, many years. And these enrollments have made me, you know, over $10,000 so far, which is absolutely incredible. But a couple of days ago, you know, I was looking at the fiber thing again. I said, you know, I like some of these new videos. And Dan made one that I really, really like too. So I went and made myself two more videos. First of all, both videos cost me $5, so two videos for $10, and they were done in just a few hours, and I put them on Facebook and LinkedIn again. And guess what? I enrolled two more guys that I never knew. Somehow, it's something that's brand new, that maybe my old videos didn't appeal to these people. So I made different videos, because I kept posting the old videos, but the new ones, I posted them, and hallelujah, two more people enrolled. I absolutely love it. But I want to share with you a couple of other things. Jim's obviously having issues with trying to get on the call, but our e-wallet is right around the corner. I want to leave it to Jim to tell you when he's actually going to be able to fire it up. I'm going to tell you that our enrollment process will soon become instantaneous. So the minute you enroll someone on your system, you are going to be able to turn around and enroll somebody for them. Right now, there's a delay in it, but that is going to go away. And also, we are right around the corner from turning on a bunch of Filipino channels. So if any of that appeals to you, getting paid easier, simpler, faster, enrolling people faster and easier and simpler, and having that enrollment enroll another person, you know, that's right around the corner. And if you're excited about Filipino channels, then hallelujah for you. And if you're not excited about Filipino channels, then go enroll a Filipino guy will be excited about enrolling other people with the Filipino channels and build your new media business. Anthony, back to you, buddy.
All right. Sorry, I'm muted. I had myself muted there. All right, guys. Hey, look, you've heard from some of you know, what I consider the generals in this space, right? You got Daniel, you got Scott, you got myself. You know, I don't really consider myself a general, but I guess I've done the work to get to that status. And that's what it comes down to, is the work. Just put your blinders on, go straight forward, look up into the future, and have success. I know you can do it. And if you're not the general, that's okay. Just find one general to be part of your team, and your life will change. You guys have a great, great weekend. Thank you so much for being here, and we will catch you next Saturday. Take care.